This, the Local Sports Mix.
The voice of local sport.
On your smart speaker.
And on Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6. It is our online cricket commentary coming to you from the Woolhams, the windy Woolhams at this moment in time. My name's Johnny Seabrook. Alongside me at this moment in time is David Finlay. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Johnny, and good afternoon, everyone. Well, at least we've got the good weather. The sun is shining. It's a bit windy, that's all.
That's it. The only thing is you may hear the wind blowing through our microphones, but we are pitch side, mid-wicket one side, or covers the other side, but square on from the square.
Well, I'm here with Chris, the groundsman at the Woolham Sports Ground, and we're just out in the middle looking at the wicket. Tell us a little bit about the wicket and how it might play.
Well, compared to yesterday and the day before, I didn't think we'd get the game on, but we covered it, just didn't touch it for a couple of days, and it's managed to stay really dry, so it's got a nice healthy bounce on it, and should be good for the whole day's play.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, it's got a sort of light sandy colour to it. Yep. Is that what you would have wanted?
Yeah, I cut it shorter than I normally would, but I just didn't want any grass on it whatsoever. I was paranoid about the rain all week. But yeah, glad to get it out, glad to get it nice and painted, and glad the weather's looking after us today.
Yeah, well, the weather here is a bit blustery, but it is dry and it's sunny as well, so we should be in for a good day's cricket, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Lashins had a game yesterday. I don't know where it was, but they only got 5 overs in.
Right.
So I think we're guaranteed more than that today.
Okay,
so
well,
it should be a better day than yesterday.
Chris, thanks for preparing the wicket for us.
No problem.
So he seemed in good. He was very chipper, wasn't he, David, about how things are looking out there in the middle?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was more than delighted that the sun was shining and it wasn't raining. You know, if you're a groundsman, you spend a couple of weeks preparing a wicket, particularly for a big game like this with Lashings and all their celebrity players. Previous test players, Courtney Walsh, Kirtley Ambrose, Darren Stevens, great player from Kent. If you're the groundsman, you don't want to do all that preparation and find that it's raining. So he was delighted. And as he said, he's taken the grass off the wicket, so it should be good both for batting and bowling.
Now, we've just got team photos just taking place at this moment in time. The OAs are coming together. Now, we don't know a massive amount about this OA side, but you've had a little tip-off that it's a strong side.
Yes. The opening batsman, Davies, apparently scored 100 in this game against Lashings 2 years ago. So that sounds pretty impressive. And they also, maybe this is a little bit humorous, they think they've got youth and energy on their side.
Well, I suspect they have. But what they haven't got on their side is they haven't got experience. And you probably heard, I don't know if you could call, if that caught or came through in our microphones there, but there was a kind of a war cry from the OAs as they were just having their photo taken.
It'll be interesting to see how the OAs get on. They look... They're quite a youthful-looking squad by the look of it.
Yeah,
it must be very exciting for them to play against some of these legends of the Test arena.
Well, I'm going to just mention Umar Mahmood. I had a little chat with him because he's wearing number 7 today, and I said to him, I said, Umar, how did this come about? You know, did you get to choose your numbers? He went, yes, first come, first served, and I asked if there was a Ronaldo connection with the number 7. And he said, that's an interesting one. There wasn't. But if he does something spectacular today, he's going to run and do the celebration like Ronaldo.
Well, I hope he does do something spectacular. That would be add a bit of colour.
So it's James Barwick.
Perfect.
He's got his sunglasses on.
Yes.
And, it's a very steady little action here. Just coming up just to have a little flick of the wrist as he comes up, right arm over. Just drops it down. This one, better length.
Yeah, defensive stroke there and taps it away, and the wicketkeeper picks up and hurtles back to the bowler. And I'm just thinking that scoreboard's not very good, Johnny, is it? There's some trees and the sun is shining on it, and they've made one run off the two balls.
And the third ball just coming in here. Edwards just going forward. That was a better length there. He just clipped it down.
Yeah. We can have a bit of expert commentary here. So,
this is Mr. Lewis is coming over.
This is wonderful to join us. He'll do a better job than
us. Lovely to see. Thank you very much for coming over and joining us. As Barwick just drops it down again, and a good stroke there, just getting forward by Kurt Edwards. Yeah. So this is Hertfordshire's Mix, and we're a local radio station, and we're broadcasting the game today. So lovely
to
see you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So, how you found it and finding the whole experience here?
It's a beautiful part of the world. Lashings is a beautiful idea. Going out, getting around to clubs up and down the country, especially on a day like this, where we've been really well received. It's fantastic. It's been a long day, but finally we've got round to the cricket.
It took a bit of time. It sounded like there was some fun and games going on.
Yeah, there was a lot to go on, a lot of fundraising to go on for various charities and so forth. But it's nice to see the boys out there now, getting down to the cricket.
And Barwick again, just coming in, just pushing down a good length there. And Edwards just getting forward and just tapping it down. And they started pretty well, actually. That's not a bad first over. Not giving too much away.
No, it's a good start. But knowing Kurt, he's just getting his eye in.
Yeah.
And the fireworks is to come. Scoey is pretty consistent. I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the day, a 20 over, Scoey is still there. But we're expecting a bit of fireworks anytime now. It is 2020 after all.
What about yourself? When are you coming in today?
Well, we've got a few to come, yeah.
Yeah. We've heard it's fluid after the top five. That's what we were told.
I think that's a very good way of putting it. it sort of depends how the bodies are going. Yeah. There are a few bodies in there that don't work as well as they used to. But we'll get out there eventually.
And yourself at the moment, you're still involved with a lot of cricket coaching and youth programs and things?
Not so much. Just getting back involved. I spent a couple of years over in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I'm just here now for the summer and just getting involved in lessons. And while I'm here, I'm available to any youngster who needs a bit of coaching.
Excellent.
Not for money, but I'm willing. You know, I like the kids, so I spend a lot of time coaching the kids.
Of course, which is absolutely fantastic. And there was a session, of course, this morning, wasn't there? With that?
Yes.
Yeah. So Pete Jordan now just coming in, right arm over, just pushing it down there. And Schofield going forward. It looked like could have been an edge there, Murray.
Yeah. There was oohs and ahs from the crowd assembled in the deck chairs.
And what about the strip out there? Have you had a chance to look at that?
I did have a look. It looks pretty flat. Unfortunately, a little bit damp.
Yeah.
But it looks like a good surface. The whole square, the whole pitch looks good. But we've had a little bit of rain. But it's holding up.
Excellent. Jordan just coming in again here. And Schofield just getting full of a length and whipping that away.
Well fielded by one of the young spectators on the boundary. Yeah. That's four runs.
Yeah, it's great. Absolutely great. Well, listen, Chris, we'll let you go. But lovely to see you. Thanks ever so much for coming over. And we look forward to catching you later on out there. And also bowling as well. So great to see you, Chris. Cheers. Thanks very much. So that was lovely, wasn't it?
That was nice, yeah. I seem to remember one of my favourite Chris Lewis stories was unfortunate injuries. We've had people dropping salad cream bottles on their feet and that sort of thing, and lawnmowers, but I think he got sunstroke, or he got very bad sunburn, and he couldn't bat one day, I'm sure that's right.
Mm.
I didn't dare ask him anyway.
Now, a good spell here currently from Jordan. Jordan just coming in here and just tempting Schofield outside off stump. Schofield having a little poke at it, but it going behind. And Robbie Goldstone, who's keeping wicket this afternoon, taking it nice and cleanly. And Jordan comes in again.
Oh,
this time,
stroke.
Schofield
runs,
picks
yes.
it right out. And the ice cream van nearly taking the full pelt of it there.
Yes, it certainly, that was a powerful, a lusty blow, and it sailed over the ice cream van, which is doing a fairly good trade, but some of the, I think the customers there didn't realise the ball was coming to them. They were oblivious as it sailed over them.
Here comes Ali Hussain now. Right arm over, good length that Schofield has to swipe at it.
Yes.
The fielder misses it, and it's good. Will it make it? No, but just holding up as on the boundary here as Johan De Jager just comes in, and that strong right hand that we heard about there very much in evidence there as Jake Oliver kind of dived at it, but it just bounced and bobbled around. Not carrying, though, to the boundary yet again.
No, so the bowling is from our right-hand side, which is what we've been calling the cricket net's end. And Chris Schofield hit that down to us. Chris Schofield is a left-handed batsman.
And he does it again, as Hussain just drops it in. A well-pitched up ball there, and Schofield just had to dig that one out a little bit. Not quite into a Yorker, but he had to dig that one out a little bit and just pushes it over to the sort of the covers area where Jake Oliver was waiting for it. Hussain now comes back again. And sort of a steady run-up, tall bowler. This one's dropped in short. Schofield just rocked back, cross bat, sends it way up past mid on there, and mid off, and that's a solid four there, David.
Yeah, so that takes Schofield on to 24 out of 28. So he has been doing all the scoring, really.
He's not messing around at all, is he, really? And Hussain now, just coming in. This has been a sharp over. This one, a little bit fuller. Slower ball there. It looked like he dropped in. And Schofield didn't really read it until the last minute there and just got a little touch and sort of nullifies it.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good ball. Because this bowler is coming in off a run of about 20 yards.
And he's a tall bowler as
and
well.
And he's as tall. And as you say, he disguised that and just bowled a slower ball right at the last moment.
Yeah, bowler comes in, right arm over. Oh, and it's hooked away. Out for four runs. That was a lovely, lovely hit out to deep mid-wicket.
And we were just saying before you came on air, Chris, that Chris Schofield was mainly known as a bowler. He was a leg spin bowler.
Right.
But he's decided to open the batting and he's now already on 29. Maybe he's trying to attract the eye of the test selectors.
Do you think? I can see he's got a cam. He's wearing a GoPro as well to see face some of these balls. And in comes the bowler again. Right arm over, puts it straight down. Oh, and it's up in the air. It could be an opportunity for catch, but no, it's gone over and it's scooting down here to the boundary and it's just stopped by Davis, quick running there by the OA. Good running. And 37 for 1, five overs. Last wicket made 29 runs. You can hear blowers in the background describing his describing the commentary. So now we've got James Hildreth, who 41. Went to Millfield School, played for Somerset. Played against in the under-19s. So let's see what he's doing. Right arm, bowler's coming round. He's a medium pace, puts it straight down the middle. He's gone for a full toss and it's actually all intercepted. And Schofield had to skip back to get back into position.
We were just saying, Chris, that James Hildreth, hugely experienced player, 20 years in county cricket.
Yeah.
Sadly, he never played for England, but he was knocking on the door of England, but didn't quite make it.
I think he made the under-19s World Cup in Bangladesh.
Oh!
And the ball's come through and it's just literally slipped out of the slip's hands there.
Yeah, I think that was a chance. Well,
definitely.
Don't you think, Chris?
Yeah, definitely a chance, and they may hopefully don't rue that too long. Here comes Darcy down the wicket, puts it down. No, always let that one go. He's determined. I think he's being quite selective over which one he goes for. Well, I think I'm going to be opening up a cake after this.
Oh, lovely!
First cake of the afternoon.
We've got some Victoria sponges.
Oh, we have.
Sadly, I don't think any of the supporters have brought us any cakes. We've had to bring our own. David's brought us some Mr. Kipling's, I think, Bakewell tarts.
David. I'll tell you, anybody? There she comes, Darcy. Schofield blocks it down to just off to mid, off to leg gully.
He's been very circumspect. He's waiting for that ball to get his 50, and he obviously wants to get a half century, which would be a nicer.
So, if there are any listeners coming out there now, what would you fancy? A lemon drizzle brought down?
Perhaps carrot cake would be nice.
Lemon
Black
drizzle?
Black Forest gatto, I don't know.
That's a harder one to knock up.
What about
first
a Dundee cake? A bit of Dundee cake. Fruit
easy.
Cake.
Here comes Darcy now. She puts it down to Schofield, and he hits it. Yes. Oh, and he's gone for it. It's only going to be one. He's driven it out there.
They're not exactly lightning quick between the wickets, but then again, they are fairly mature.
He was trying to get it between point and cover,
and
it just stopped. So one more run for his 50.
So welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Murray. Expertise is a strong word, but I have at least met some of the OA's players, including the gentleman coming up to bowl now, Rahul Thacker, who is the second 11 captain. He's really hobbling. I mean, he was so excited to be picked to play today, but he had an operation a couple of weeks ago, unexpectedly, and it's pretty good to see him on his feet. But he never normally has much of a run-up, normally about two steps. So that's much the same today, so that hasn't really affected things, but it does mean he can't field or bat. And he's in and he's bowling to Schofield, who just props forward and tickles it out to mid-wicket, and there's no run. It's 82 for 1 from 11 overs.
You were telling me the initial plan was that perhaps he just bowled a couple of balls just to for the thrill of it and then resume his place on the boundary.
He assured me one ball would be enough, but this is now his third over, and that's been played out by Schofield to long on, and he raises his bat, takes his helmet off as he makes his 50.
He's celebrating in fine fashion.
Absolutely right, and a well-deserved 52. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be easy to bat out there. I mean, the pitch is pretty dry, but it's bound to move around a bit, and the outfield's quite lush because of the rain. And the bowling attack's okay. I mean, the opening bowler is the first-team skipper, and the other opening bowler is the first-team opening bowler, so it's not like we've OAs haven't put out a decent side today. Yeah, it still says 12. It said 12 last over as well, so I don't know if it's one behind, but it's looking like there could be quite an imposing total set. But Lashings will remember Tim Davis from last year. He's in the side again today. He made 100 against them, so they will not be counting their chickens. I'm just being moved over by Johnny Seabrook because I'm standing on the microphone, and I'm delighted to welcome a friend and fellow player, Syed Hassan. Syed, how are you?
Hi there. Yeah, good, thanks.
Great. Just let me describe the fact that Schofield just tickled the ball over his left shoulder for a couple, and they've come back rather nicely, but he played that extremely well. Anyway, Syed, how are you? How are things?
Yeah, things are good, yeah. Just enjoying the match and enjoying the good weather after quite a few days of rain, so... Yeah, good to be out here.
We've really got lucky. I heard on the commentary before the game started that Lashings played a game yesterday in which only five overs were possible, but we're going to get a full game in here today, and it does make such a difference. People won't come down, will they, if it's raining? But as it is, we've got queues for food, queues for beer, queues for cricket. It's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, 100%.
And Dolwood's in, and Schofield tries to whip that around the corner. Gets it off the toe, I think, off his actual foot, I mean, rather than the bat. Yep, leg by given, and a single. So do you want to tell us a bit about your bat business?
Yeah, so WDA Willow, we've opened up for a year now, and yeah, going through our first summer, and yes, great. We've come out here for marketing and getting people's interest, and yeah, we've got some bats that we're selling, and we're also doing a demonstration. So we've got our cricket bat expert that makes the bats for us, doing a demonstration shaping the cricket bat so people can see it's part of the process, but obviously there's a lot more that goes into cricket bat making. We've got a lot of machines that's back in the warehouse in Hartford, so yeah, if just people listening, if they're interested in custom cricket bat making and interested in getting a bat to their specifications, then yeah, search for WDA cricket.
A custom made bat, how absolutely fabulous. Hildreth has punched a single down the ground from Darwood a moment ago to 103 for 1, and long on's gone right back, and there's signalling people to warm up to bowl. I can see as Darwood's in and bowls, and Schofield's gone aerial over cover. A little bit of width there from Darcy, and there wasn't a great deal of hesitation. Schofield hit it over. Even Brendan Warren fielding down there, who's a good 6 foot plus, had absolutely no chance. So tell us, what I mean, how much is a custom cricket bat? I've got to have a clue.
So we don't charge anything extra for custom versus the stock cricket bats that we sell, but it depends on what cricket bat grade that you're looking for. Prices start from £150, we go up to about £450 for our premium, like, players edition cricket bat. So yeah, it just depends on people's own budget and yeah, what they're looking for, but the custom part of it's it's all included within the cost.
Fabulous. I mean, you don't normally get that in your off-the-shelf cricket bats, and if you're not a cricket fanatic, £150 for a cricket bat is absolutely reasonable. That is not a particularly high price for a cricket bat by any means. That might surprise you if you're not in the cricket world, but I can assure you I've had cricket bats which have cost more money than I've made runs with them, but that says more about my batting than the cricket. So we've got a change of bowling.
Brendan Warren is coming on from the marquee end. He bowls right arm pretty quick, actually, without seems to put too much effort in. He's one of those, Murray, a bit like you, one of those annoying athletes who just seem to be so lithe and loose at everything they do.
Well, I did have a swim this morning, yes.
Well,
I got up with a lark and ploughed up and down for 30 minutes at the Hertfordshire Sports Village, but that's about all my athletic activity today, I have to say. Although I must admit, with that tube strike last week, I did take my bike on the train and cycled down. But then somebody told me the Jubilee I was working anyway. But I did get into Lourdes quicker than normal because I used the back gate off Abbey Road and there's less of a queue there. So it did work out.
Oh, very good. Well done.
Yeah. So Blofeldt was getting very excited there, Henry Blofeldt, because we can't see any buses on the Harpenden Road, but we did hear a siren. Now, we're not sure it was an ambulance or a police siren, but it did give him a bit of a thrill, I think.
Yes.
He must be disappointed at the pigeons. There's no pigeons here today.
Yeah, he does like his ephemera, doesn't he, old Blowers? So Brendan Warren is just moving his field around. He's got he's going to be bowling to Hildreth, the right-hander. So he's got young Jake Oliver fielding at deep square. He's got Kian Dalwood at mid-wicket and Johan de Jager, who's our South African overseas superstar batter at Cow Corner, which, if you're not familiar with that, means sort of about, level with the non-striking batter. I'm not sure that helps. We don't know your cricket, to be honest. And over on the offside, we've got Tom Priest, resplendent in his floppy sun hat, which has seen almost as many years as Tom has, and cover and extra cover as well. And Brendan's in. It's a good length ball, which Hildreth just digs out to Kian Dalwood there at mid-wicket. Back into Robbie Goldstone. No run.
What's the story behind Johan then? He's over for the summer, is he?
And yes,
Do you pay him anything?
We pay him, we sort of cover his rent pretty much.
Yeah.
And he came last year and made a stack of runs for us.
Yes.
He also coaches the youngsters.
Oh, excellent.
And he enjoyed it so much he's come back for a second season, which we are absolutely thrilled about. And he seems pretty happy too. And in fact, his girlfriend's over from South Africa to watch him today as well. Umar is going to come in and bowl to Yasser Arafat, left-handed. And he's there and he bowls. And it's tickled out to deep cover where Johan de Jager comes in and casually throws it in about 30 or 40 yards like it's no problem at all. I have seen Johan throw the ball the length of an entire cricket field. Now we're joined by the OA's opening bowler and general all-round strike bowling legend, Pete Jordan. Pete, how much are you enjoying the game?
Oh, it's been amazing, Sam. How are you enjoying watching it?
Oh, hugely. Particularly enjoyed your bowling as well. Now Umar's in and he bowls and that's been put away down towards fine leg for four. It's a full toss, to be fair. And that's been dealt with, dispatched by Hildreth. Pete, how much fun was it bowling to Chris Schofield and Kirk Edwards?
A lot of fun. Kirk looked like he was struggling to get it off the square, and Schofield was a little bit agricultural with his shots, but I'm still a little bit miffed that James Hildreth was dropped on one, especially after slating me online the other day and telling me he was going to smash me. But all good fun.
Well, there's some slightly Keystone Cops fielding going on in front of us here as the ball came in from Mahmood and Hildreth slapped it out towards Cow. James Barwick, the first team skipper, came across and dived one way. Johan de Jager dived the other way and the ball went for four.
And Hildreth has passed his 50 now.
50 for Hildreth, yes. Indeed, a moment or two ago. He's now on 56. We managed to miss that originally. Sorry about that, James. He's now slapped that one down the ground and that is well fielded by Brendan. One hand, Brendan Warren, just keeping it from going for four. Pete, what do you think is a gettable total on here for OAs?
I think with the way the ball's coming onto the bat, I think anything over 160 is going to be difficult. But with our firepower with the batting, who knows? Tim Davis, obviously the centurion from 2 years ago, is back. But we also have Johan de Jager, our overseas semi-pro, who can hit a ball a long way. So I don't know. I'd back ourselves anything around the 180 mark.
That's what Dave and I were saying, about 180 maybe, and it's currently 157 of 18 overs, so two overs to go, lots of wickets in hand for Lashings, which means they can really have a go if they want to. I don't know how much they put the hammer down. I mean, presumably they want to make it some sort of game, do you think?
If you're completely honest, they're definitely toying with us, and they know how to manufacture these games.
Oh, goodness. So Rowan Black, who, as I've mentioned before, is a pretty quick bowler, has come in and just been kind of, I won't say reverse swept, just reverse sort of nudge for four down to what became fine leg and would have been third man. I mean, minimal foot movement, all hand-eye coordination, and Pete Jordan was just saying there that they might be toying with us. I think that was a good example of that.
the Lashins have come out. I can see Sir Kirtley there, and you can't miss
him.
Can't miss him at all. And Courtney's there.
He's not much shorter, is he?
Courtney's got wearing a baseball cap. Kirtley is just so gently doing a few stretches.
Very gently.
Yeah, Courtney is actually, he's a little bit more energetic with his stretches. Of course, in his 60s.
I think Kirtley is looking pretty lean and fit for a man of his age. And Courtney, I think, is carrying a few extra pounds. But then again, as you say, he's over 60, so... all credit to him, but it must be terrifying for poor old Ace Backman to face these two in their pomp, wouldn't it? Absolutely terrifying.
Well, apparently there could be some fun and games taking place at the interval, because I believe there's been a raffle of some kind where you can buy a ticket,
yes,
and the prize is to face an over from our illustrious guests.
Crikey.
Now, I can see a gentleman who's down there. He's got a bat under his arm. He's surrounded by children at the moment.
Giving them a guard of honour, are they? Yes, they are.
Yes, here we go. Now, I don't know if there's any way we could find out this gentleman's name, or perhaps we could catch... It'd be lovely to catch a chat with him a little bit later on. We'll have to get Chris down there to... Or perhaps go down there and
I'm surprised he's not got a suit of armour on or something. He's looking very nonchalant. He's just having a swig of something. I don't know if that's an alcoholic beverage, but
it looks like
some black pads. And
yes.
He does have a helmet, which you'd think he'd need. And
I hope he's got a box on.
He's looking very cool, calm and collected. I think my knees would be knocking and I'd be shaking with fear and trepidation.
I'm going to be honest with you. He looks a senior gentleman, but he looks quite athletic.
We're talking
about a guy here. He's probably about 6'2".
Yes.
And, you can hear... The wind is blowing in, but it is absolutely glorious. The sun is streaming down across Woolhams, and blue sky, a few clouds to our right-hand side, sort of over the school fields. But looking to my left, as we're looking in towards St Albans... Beautiful evening.
Gosh, we're so lucky, aren't we? Had this match been yesterday, that would have been absolutely awful. I think, was it you or Sam was saying that they played yesterday and they were only able to get five overs in, and it was such a miserable grey old day with virtually incessant rain. But today, OAs have been very lucky with the weather, and we've got a wonderful crowd here. The marquee is still gathered there, and it's great that a lot of people are here with picnic tables and deck chairs and fold-up chairs and kids playing down in the nets at the bottom of the ground, and actually a couple of adults are playing a bit of cricket there. It's a very smart gentleman in his fawn trousers and his tweed jacket. Alan Stan Q-Stand.
So we've got another gentleman here who is batting his jacket and tie. He's got a shirt and trousers
Straight from the office.
Here comes Sir Kirtley and just drops that one in outside off stump. And our prize winner here didn't know whether to go forward or go back.
The prize winner's a bit encumbered. I think he's got a rather smart blazer on by the look of it, and a tie. And the tie and the blazer are all getting all over the place.
He's caught
in the slip.
He's gone forward, got a little edge, and it's just gone through to the slips there.
This is almost as much fun as the actual real event.
That one came down quite quickly from Yasser.
I think Yasser Arafat's one of these, cricketer for hire. He's played all these T20 franchises. Mm. I think virtually every country in the world seems to have one these days.
He's one of the youngsters here.
No, is he?
He's in his early 40s.
Oh, he's a young chap. Yes.
In comparison to us, he's there. But again, that was a great shot there. He played that really well as Courtney Walsh came in, dropped it short, and our prize winner just sort of rocked back and just clipped that one down to sort of third band area. Here comes Yasser Arafat again. This one pings that one in, and he didn't really get a full bat on it. Sort of took a bit of an edge, and it just clipped off there. But
very good reflexes for a man who's had a hard day at the office.
Or a hard lunch.
You're right. The pavilion and...
comes Anya again. Now, we said she needed a loosener. She's loosened up and she pitched a beautiful ball in there. That just sort of dropped outside off stump, and that's enough
that came down
for
with
our
some
prize
pace.
Winner.
Yes, he's had enough. Yes.
And we've got a third one.
Oh, another
coming
one.
Out. A gentleman coming out here. He's got his Lashins pads on over the top of a pair. It looks like a pair of sort of chinos with a white top.
Nice crisp white top.
Yes.
He's been personal. He's been washed. Looking now, he's putting on his gloves. And the man in the blazer's telling him what to do. And it's interesting to see if he listens to him. So let's see what happens. Yeah. I must say that tavar, the smell, certainly sounds very authentic Pakistani food with passion.
They've business partners of us on Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6. And so I can see Chris Tillins in the queue.
he's already had half a cake. And
I would imagine, if knowing me and knowing Chris Tillin, he's going to mention Mix and the radio station. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it? Yeah.
So we just caught up with the guys from Tava here who are serving their wonderful food on the boundary, and it smells fantastic. First of all, how's it been so far today?
It's been really great, really enjoying it. So, the atmosphere here is amazing. People are amazing. So, me coming here I normally do is Saturday, and we done this last year, and I was, all year, I was looking forward to come back again.
I've got to ask, because you guys love your cricket down at Tava, so you've done some sponsorship, haven't you, on the local cricket scene?
Yes, we did. We start sponsoring this club this year, but we've been doing St. Albans Club, but I enjoy more here.
I mean, it's a beautiful atmosphere. It's a
beautiful place. People are amazing. But I'm not saying St. Albans, they are really good people as well. We've been there. But I enjoy more here.
And I've got to ask, did you think you were going to be here serving your wonderful food while you've got two of the icons? More than two of the icons.
We were just about... Shame I couldn't watch the cricket properly. Whenever I try to go... customers are so.
And we should say that Tava on the Hatfield Road,
just
opposite Morrison's.
People, you should come there, try the food, amazing food. People are amazing there, and we'll look after you.
So, Kirtley, just coming in, dropping that one. We've got a left-handed batsman, just dropped it outside off stump. He had a bit of a swing at it, a bit of air, and it went through to the wicketkeeper. The wicketkeeper, I'll tell you about in a second. Here comes Anya now. She's just dropped that one in here, and he's got hold of that and put it into... there's a lot of youngsters actually playing around here who probably don't think the ball is going to come anywhere near them.
He gave him a shock. So, he certainly clouted that one.
And now he's this left-hander here, the third of our winners today. And here comes Sir Kirtley. Just drops that one down. That one's just outside of the... there's a little bit of sledging.
Why?
There's a little bit of sledging going on there. All in good nature.
Oh, yes.
And Yasser,
goodness. Yasser's obviously...
He's generating some pace
there.
Didn't
like that sledging, so I'll teach him a lesson. So.
But did you think, Johnny, in all your broadcasting career, you would ever be commentating on Kirtley Ambrose and Courtney Walsh?
No, I've got to be very honest, not at all. And here comes Kirtley Ambrose. This one's dropped in and it's clipped up in the air. And I think Kurt Edwards there just being very charitable, I think, because... I thought David he could have actually had a run in there and caught that.
I don't know whether he was being charitable or he lost it in the sun, which is coming straight down in his eyes.
This one again dropped straight in.
One
not as charitable. And so Kirtley Ambrose just drops it just short of a length outside leg stump. It's clipped away there by Johan de Jager, but goes straight into the hands of the fielder over there at some cover. And the first wicket is down. OA's 14 for 1 in reply to 179 from the Lashins.
Well, I think there are worse things in life than saying that you got out to Kirtley Ambrose. By the way, Johnny, who do you think is taller, Kirtley Ambrose or Courtney Walsh?
I think Ambrose just.
You're absolutely right. Ambrose is 6'7" and Walsh is 6'6".
There we go. Look at that. It's just the eye of a measure. And it's just dropped in here. This one's just slightly down the leg side. And Davis just goes across. They just take the single. It's just clipped in. He clips it away down that left-hand side. and they take the single, and they're 24-1 off four. Is it four?
Four
overs. We're four overs in. Have we got a victim or a guest that is going to be joining us? James Barwick. James, good afternoon. Take the microphone.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take the
very
microphone.
Kind.
How are you? How are you enjoying it so far?
I'm very well. I'm absolutely loving it. It's been a lovely afternoon. And dare I say, better than the last time we did it.
Wow, well, that's good. Now, you opened the bowling.
I did indeed.
So tell me, what was going through your mind as you were giving that ball to come in and open the bowling today?
Well, I am the captain, so I did it myself. I put myself through that.
Well, you can't do that.
I know. I went, do you know what, I'll open the bowling. I'm really, really humble. And, yeah, I mean, you look up and there's suddenly 500-plus people watching you and your heart starts pounding and your legs go a bit jelly and you're like, stop rushing, keep your head. But no, it was great. And actually, I bowled quite well. And I bowled better than last time, which was good. So there we go. We're improving.
That's really good. We just had another four there, I think.
We have.
Yeah.
To the ledge through third man.
You're ticking along. As a skipper, you must be pleased with how your side have just made the start here today.
100%. I think we're doing quite well. We've got a nice mix of experience and youth at the crease right now. We've got Graham Dill, who scored, I believe, the club's only first team double 100. And also has the club's fastest 100 off 40 balls. And then we got Tim, who scored 100 red in this fixture 2 years ago.
We've heard.
So, I know, you've probably had that all day.
Well, this but, is brilliant. It, probably from him.
Yes. he doesn't shut up about it.
Who's Bicknell now? Just comes in, drops this one down, just goes down the leg side. And Tim just rocks back and just gets a little edge. One of the things we've been saying is because of the rain the last few days, the outfield is a little bit lush.
Yeah, it's not actually that easy to field on. Normally, if it was a bit dry, you'd quite like it coming on. I mean, I got absolutely bamboozled by one just down in front of us where it's stuck in. I'd ran past it. So, yeah, it's not easy, but also it does mean the ball is running a little bit slower.
Here comes Martin again. Just pops that one in. That's down the leg side. Picked up, pitched up, and well read, though, by Tim. Tim Davis just comes forward and just clips that over. James, stay there. I'm going to be swapping with Chris Tillin.
Yeah, Tim's a top class bat. I mean, he talks a big game as well.
Does he?
You know, he says, "Oh, I'm going to come and do this, and I come and do that," and then annoyingly, he backs it up.
Well, I know Dilly from years ago, so he was a few
Years
below me at school.
So amazing!
I know him socially, and he's super stumps.
I was a super stumps boy. Went for 3-4 years. It's brilliant stuff. Absolutely great what they do down there. Genuinely, where my love for cricket came was a big part thanks to super stumps. Yeah.
And what did Graham teach you?
Well, I have more of a memory of him, you know, sat on the boundary with a coffee, sort of shouting at the younger coaches to do their job. So not much from Dilly directly, but what he put on and what Super Stumps is amazing. So.
Excellent. Well, the two of them out there now are really, taking Annie Shrubshall apart here, aren't they? Oh, yeah, drops.
They're trying to.
Yeah.
She's played at a much higher level under a little bit more pressure, I think. Yeah. So she's using all of that experience now. Bowled a slower ball.
And I guess the OAs didn't actually have to participate in too much of the lunchtime drinking.
Which
Annie did. Here she goes, puts a lovely one straight down the middle, but... Yeah,
Dilly's chewing him. He did promise that. He said, "I'm going to get 7 not out off 120 balls." And I went, "Dilly, there's not enough balls to do that."
Do you think he'll go for a 6? Do you think he'll try for one?
I think
he's not got the strength anymore.
He's got the timing. So if you can connect with a nice little punch over the top.
Here we go.
There we go.
He's gone for it. Oh, yes.
That lands safe.
So he played minor counties, I believe. He played middle
six. He did. Dilly has got... Quite the cricketing career. He was a Cambridge Blue, I believe.
Yeah.
So he played Cambridge Ones at university. And then, like I said, he had a long and illustrious OAs first team career. He's got... And now Tim is building his. But Tim's a rugby player. This is his second sport.
Is it?
Yeah,
all
I know.
There right. we go. Shrubsall bowls another one and it's hit hard. But who got down there? That was... I like the way he lashes
all looking.
On.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going
for
it.
Oh, they're coming back for two. It's in the middle of nowhere and everyone's jogging.
It's because a lot of the lashings are still wearing their sweatshirts. I guess this isn't quite West Indian weather, is it?
No.
It is not far off.
It's got nice and warm. Yeah, I mean, I'm short of the T-shirt and I'm all right.
I know. But I guess you're used to. So this gentleman stood right in front
yes.
of us. What's his name
this
again?
This is Kirk Edwards.
Kirk Edwards. He's a big lad.
He's a big boy. He's a West Indian batsman. I think he hit a lot. Well, he still does. He hits a long, long, long ball. We were lucky enough to get him out today. Ali, our first team opening bowler, bowled a nice little slower ball and went straight up in the air. That's my brother just walking in front of us, giving us the side eye.
Oh,
right, who's on now? Who's bowling?
So...
Oh, I think it's the skipper. I think it's Chris Schofield.
Did you come across these umpires much?
Yes, I have indeed. Andrew McCree and Mr. Jukes. So yeah. Jukes, he does our umpiring on a Saturday quite often and plays a bit of hearts over 60s. I have a fun story about Chris Jukes. We played in a third 11 game together when I was 15 or 16. And I think I took four or five. But the funny thing about it was all of them were caught by Chris Jukes. He was stood out at cow corner and they all went up in the air. And Chris Jukes, being a very, very good catcher and an ex-fullback in rugby, he wandered over to each one and took them with ease. So we work as well as a partnership.
Did he make you do your homework at the same time? He's a headmaster.
He is, yeah.
Headmaster.
Next in is another club legend. It is Tom Priest.
Tom Priest, another one.
He's got his goggles on.
Now, Tom Priest.
Now, Sulaiman Ben's arm might come from above the sight screen. He's that tall, so...
Is that Priesty? Was he the same year as Graham?
I think so. They played a lot of cricket together.
They did, yeah.
They scored a lot of runs together.
Yeah, yeah. He was very laid back at school, I must admit.
Still is. Yeah. Unless you stand in the wrong place when you're fielding off his bowling.
Oh dear, really?
Then he goes...
Let's go a bit loopy.
You've got to move. You don't need to be there, you need to be there.
Let's see what he does with this first one.
I think we're going to get a little dab to third man here, probably, knowing Priesty.
Just going to warm up. Just
yeah, he'll get his eye in.
Yeah.
Ooh. And there is no run.
56 for two.
56 for two.
Chasing
a wicket taking over.
After the eighth over.
Good stuff.
Oh, I think it's nine now. Just Rorke hasn't upped the overs yet. Because we started...
That's because he's got a nice cake in there somewhere. Tucking into that.
The scoreboard's a bit tricky to read. It's sort of got, I don't know, a glass. It's reflective, isn't it, in this bright sunshine? Yeah. Well, for us old folks, anyway, I'm sure you can read it a bit.
I've got good sunglasses, though. My eyes are rubbish. I've got no chance. Sacco Mushtaq again.
Bowling again. Here we go. It's Graham Dill. Comes down. Dilly lines it up and he puts it out. Oh, he's coming straight to us. Could there be a... Nope, there's no mistake
Very
in the
easy.
Outfield. We're not going to see it here. Yeah.
The thing about Saqlain Mushtaq, of course, is that he invented a type of delivery. I'm sure you've probably already spoken about this already. Yeah. And I would love to have invented a delivery, but I think they've all sadly been taken. So, you know.
There we go. Puts it down.
Priest's off the mark. Oh, might be two there. Go on, turn and go, Priest.
Yeah,
he's chasing him.
He's definitely going.
Look at the chemistry from these two.
Do you want to talk us through the Dusra?
Yeah,
can you talk us through the Dusra?
Okay,
What's it like to face that?
I've never faced one bowled really properly, but obviously Saqlain and Mushy Mushtaq created it. Mullarithran is probably the best user of it, having the most test wickets of all time. As Priesty punches it to long off for a single. Basically, when you're bowling off spin, you hold the ball and your fingers do the spin. You have your wrist nice and side on. You go up and over, you turn your fingers and you're bowling it. And you're putting revelations on the ball so that it turns into a right-handed batsman if you're a right-handed bowler.
Okay.
Oh, that's clever from Dilly. He's run around it and it's four runs. Nice shot, Dilly. There we go. That's what we need. More of that. But the Dusra, you put the back of your hand to the bowler and almost hyperextension in your shoulder.
Right.
Flick the ball out of the top of your hand and it ends up rotating the opposite direction. It requires quite a bit of flexibility to do.
And that's what Charlie Mumford did.
Oh, really?
He's taught, yes. Here we go. Let's just see what Dylan...
Oh!
I think he might be Andy McCree's given him, I think.
No, I don't know if he has he? Yes,
yeah,
he has. Yes,
he's
he
gone.
Has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I think his foot was in the air.
Putting his hand out of his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
McCree didn't want to give it. He didn't want to do it.
But he wants to see you in bat, that's why. He wants to work through the order to get you out.
I don't think you want to see me bat. Can I just briefly say how brilliant this is, just for us as a club and like as a day and as captain, and to see just a bit about us as a club in sort of terms of our history. In 2022, when Westie was captaining us, we lost every single game. We went 18 losses in a season. And I'm not going to lie to you, it was pretty miserable playing cricket here. The club wasn't doing great financially and we weren't doing well on the field. There wasn't much of a social atmosphere. Oh, hello.
And a lovely six.
That is a six from Westie.
Beautiful six.
So it's very near the Tavar food, authentic Pakistani food with passion, yeah.
So there's a massive thriving community down here on
there
on
is
the
now,
weekend,
yeah.
Isn't there? Sunday mornings, thousands of kids.
There might actually be close to 1,000 kids sometimes. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
It is. And that's what keeps a club like, and the fact that it can attract. I mean, it's a superb place, Woolhams. Great groundsmen who maintain some superb pitches. You've got Love, you've got the Nets.
Yeah.
So if you've never, here we go, just to see what's going on here.
He bowled a quick ball there. He turned around halfway through his run-up and just bowled it without him expecting it for a dot.
So if you've never been to Woolhams, you really ought to come up here and watch. So the first 100%. Team plays Saturdays?
So we've got four teams on a Saturday in the league, and then we have been very good about getting five and six teams out as well. We've got at least one junior team in every single year, if not two, if not three. We've also got girls' teams. We've got a Panther section for under-11s for girls. So, yeah, it's a thriving club at the moment. We're doing absolutely brilliantly. Super. And days like this are sort of the peak of that, where all of it culminates. I've got to say some thank yous. I mean, when I started captaining in 2023, I must admit I was a bit like, oh, do I really want to do this? We're pretty much in the doldrums. Nothing was going well. But Simon Bates and David Goodyear, you know, the work that they do, the amount of hours they put into this club is ridiculous. It's a superhuman effort. They're incredible. And because it was them on the phone, I said yes, and I went, let's do it. And on the field, we've gone from strength to strength. Last season, we had all four of our league teams promoted, and the ones have now got back-to-back promotions. And off the field, I mean, just look at today. We've got probably 600, 700 people down here. We're raising loads of money for charity, Hearts Young Homeless, as well as hopefully a little bit for us as well. But yeah, I mean, it's an honour and a privilege to have these guys down, but the only reason we can is because of the effort of people. Oh, Anil Verghi as well. I mean, he's been an absolute stalwart for our club. So yeah, it's going great. And thank you for having me on as well, guys. I really appreciate it.
No, it's you're having your knowledge and your insight into the just the players playing. You know, that's really helping us here. As the score is 75-3. As we're... As Owais are trying desperately to gnaw back at the score there.
Yeah, I think the plan here will be for Priestie just to take his singles. He likes a quick single.
Right.
And then get Ben Westhead on strike because he's a big hitter. He'll give it a biff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very sorry to say the ice cream van's gone.
I know. That was our next
hoping
Murray.
To go and have a 99.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let's see whether one of the OAs can get a 99 for you instead.
Well, fingers crossed, but it's not looking very likely at the moment. Yeah.
So the
11th
over.
Oh, and it's knocked him over. Just a little skiddy one there from Sackley Mushy Mushtack, and it's got underneath Tom Priest's bat.
Okay. Do you know what? That sounds like a good time to swap over and get Sam, Mr. Pullen back up, and he can have another chat with you.
Oh, sure.
76 for four, and a great piece of wicket taking there from the old maestro, and the stumps lit up, and
hello,
the
Sam.
Fourth wicket's down. So we've got Sam, the numbers from the second 11 now, commentating with the captain.
Yes, I've got to try and impress the captain of the first team in the hope of a call-up. Although we'd have to be very short for me to be called up for the ones.
The captain's live up to your laurels here. He's very good. Not only is he a good bowler, he's done some expert commentary.
Well, he can stop doing that anytime he likes. Sure. Actually, seriously, James, you don't have to stay for the rest if you need to go and galvanise the troops.
I might need to actually go and do some batting soon. Yeah. Sam, the way this is going. So I'll tell you what, I'll stay for the rest of this over and then I'll make a quick exit. I've also got a wrap to eat as well.
You have, that's true. I didn't interrupt you in the middle of that. So
oh, it's all right.
The new batsman's Robbie Goldstone.
It is indeed.
Who was keeping wicket earlier on, and he played at the club some years ago, I think, James. Is that right?
Yeah, so Robbie left us in 2021 when he moved up to Manchester, but he's a diminutive man in his stature, but he is a very, very skillful batsman.
Okay, so let's see how he matches up against Sakhalin, who comes in and bowls a slow forward. Oh, no! He's chopped on. He's chopped on first ball.
Oh, Robbie.
He was trying to delicately nibble it down to third man somewhere, and he just nibbled it onto the off stump, and the stump lit up, and the bails it up, and Robbie has to go. Not quite the return to ace he's looking for, but there's not many people at this level who can say they've been bowled by Sakhalin Mushtaq. So there are worse ways to go, I would say, James.
Yeah, there are. I feel like I've cursed him there. I talked him up, and then he sadly chopped on. I promise you, he is very good. Just like Sam said, they're trying to dab it down and cutting it onto his stumps.
Yes, well, I wonder how many wickets in his career Sakhalin has taken like that, with the ball just turning perhaps a bit more than expected, cramping the batsman and ending up on the top of off stump. So swinging his bat round and jogging in, looking a little bit like a kind of young Ian Botham in a way, and, yeah, a much slimmer version. We have, I think it's Jake Oliver.
It is Jake Oliver.
Jake Oliver. So Jake's what, 17? Is that right?
Jake is 17. He's played at OAs, must have been since he was 9, 10, 11, something like that.
He also gives it a fearful whack.
He does indeed, he does indeed.
I don't think the run rate's going to slow. We're at about sevens at the moment, which isn't quite enough, but not so far away as to be disastrous.
I think if Jake can use his pace here, get some good running between the wickets, these two are very quick, and use his timing, get his eye in,
yep,
and a bit of Westie's power, we're still in this game. Yep. Definitely still in this game.
Well, it's currently 76 for 3 in the 12th, meaning OAs need 104 to win, so that's going to be around about what?
It's going to be 11, 12 and over.
Thank you, James.
Something like that.
Something with a maths brain. But it's never going to be easy when you've got actual, like, real international bowlers to face. We're not in Division 4B now, are we?
No.
Sakhalin, Jake is standing tall and proud. And he's
tickled
that round the corner. That'll be a gentle single down to fine leg as Yasser Arafat comes in. I can't say he's running towards the ball. He's sort of ambling. And he's underarmed it back into Hugo Hammond behind the stumps, and that brings Ben Westhead back on strike. This must be Sakhalin's pretty much his last ball of his last over, I would think. It's his fourth over, I think.
Yeah, what other bowlers have we not had yet?
Well, we haven't had Yasser Arafat, and we haven't had Darren Stevens, and that's a shorter one, which
just over the fielder
back and cut hard over cover. Kirk Edwards sprints round to long off and literally stops to get as the ball stops in front of him, throws it about halfway back, and that's two runs, end of the over, 7-7 for 5. James Barwick has got to go back and rally the troops and ensure that OAs continue with their
indeed
assault. So thank you, James.
No
enjoy
worries.
Your wrap from Tava,
I
your favourite Indian restaurant and mine, and good luck for the rest of the game.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Really has.
Lovely.
See you later.
See you soon. So Murray,
very good from James. Yeah, excellent. Now you go and enjoy that rap. So
yeah, I've known James since he was very little. He's very good friends with my own son, and I can absolutely guarantee that he can talk cricket as well as anybody, or at least for as long as anybody I've ever met.
Definitely,
as
it's
little,
been great to have his insight this evening. Yeah.
So we're going to change bowling now from the marquee end, and to my shame, I'm going to say that I don't actually know who it is. I'm hoping maybe that Chris can maybe go and find out for us who the bowler is, please, Chris. If you could work that out, that would be lovely. But whatever it is, he's bowled a wide.
I wonder if
with.
It's Tatendu Tabu. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Chris is currently pointing out to me all the OAs players. Maybe, I don't know.
We're having some debate, yeah.
So anyway, he's right arm over and he's bowled and he's put that about halfway down the wicket, and Jake Oliver has nurdled that into a very large gap at mid-wicket where Kirk Edwards comes off the boundary at square leg, fields it. They were thinking about two there, Westhead and Oliver, but decided against.
In our defence, the Lashings team don't have any numbers or player letters on their very smart tops. Unlike OAs.
Yes, it does look a little bit like they're all called Peter Cooper.
Yeah.
I assume sponsors
them. Other sponsors are available.
So on that basis, Peter Cooper comes in and bowls to best Ben Westhead, who pits it down the ground to long off where Peter Cooper fields it. And back into Peter Cooper again. And a single is taken. And OAs move up to 81. 81 for 5 now. So wickets tumbling a little bit in the last couple of minutes. But OAs bat deep. We've got good hitters all the way down. And here comes the bowler, and he's in. And that's a pretty short one, which Jake Oliver has swivelled round and flayed that down just behind square. He really got on top of that nicely. Hit it very hard. Chris Jukes, the umpire, took slight evasive action. But that's gone into the netting.
A gentleman on the boundary attempted to field that not very well and is wringing his fingers now and probably wishing he hadn't bothered.
Well, having played with Jake a couple of times, he does hit the ball pretty hard.
So I've rolled up and just caught up with Sir Kirtley Ambrose. Sir Kirtley, you had a little bowl there at the beginning. How did you find the opposition?
Well, I was quite happy to get my two overs out of the way. They didn't really take me apart, so that was good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's good fun. It's a good turnout. And last day was the very same. So I really enjoy coming here. In terms of playing, well, that's another story.
So how long are you over here for in the UK?
Just another couple of weeks. You know, I don't mind coming here to help Dave Fitzgerald. You know, he's a worthy cause. And he's doing a wonderful job of it. So I told myself that once I'm asked to come over, I will certainly come and give my support and hope that all goes well. So I'm here for another couple of weeks.
Well, it's lovely to see you, and I'll leave you at that anyway. But it's been fantastic. Thank you ever so much for coming. Please do come back again.
Well, I'll think about it.
You take care. Courtney, can I have a little chat, if that's okay? About what? I will, if I dare to ask, what was it like when they just clipped you over the top there in that over?
That was very good. All in good fun.
All in good fun. Yeah. And how have you found the whole day today? Because Lashings is a great organisation, isn't it?
It's a great day. Good to come and support the amount of charities that they're supporting. And cricket is the winner and the charities are the winner. So I'm happy to be a part of that.
And are you over here for a few weeks for the summer?
Yeah, I have a couple more gigs to do with Lashings. As I said, they're doing a wonderful work supporting charities. And I'm happy to be a part of that. And as you can see, today has been a splendid day because there's about four charities that's going to benefit from what we're doing today.
And the final question, how were the youngsters this morning? Did you find some talent out there? Did they enjoy their sessions, the coaching sessions?
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't here for the coaching session, but what I did enjoy, that youngster that bowled to his dad,
yeah.
I think that I was just telling the coaches for the under-12 team that they should get him involved full-time in cricket. He's got a smashing run-up, and I've seen some potential there at that early age of 11.
Listen, thank you ever so much for speaking to us, and thank you for being here as well. You brought the sunshine, and it's a great atmosphere.
Pleasure to be here, and hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.
Comes the ball, and it's a slower ball, Fuller, which Jake Oliver has played very nicely out to the mid-off boundary. He absolutely picked that, drove it all the way along the ground towards the advertising hoardings. That's two fours in two balls.
Yep, they're picking up the pace a little now. So, I don't know. I think it might be him, but we're not.
Okay, we don't know. So we're going to leave him unnamed. We don't want to name him wrongly. This bowler. Who's just gone for two fours.
Very splendid. OA's rugby blazer walking past us. Yes. Do the cricketers wear these blazers as well?
They don't, but the rugby players do, and that is Tom Oliver, who's one of our senior rugby officials, and also Jake Oliver's dad, Jake, who's batting at the moment.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, there's an omen.
He'll be
feeling very
proud of his boy.
Maroon, blue and yellow, I think, yeah.
Yep,
very colourful. It would go down well at Henley.
Yes. If you think of an MCC blazer but slightly toned down, you won't be very far away. So the bowler is in, and he's there till Ben Westhead, who has struck that hard and straight down the ground, but that's down to, I think that's Yasser Arafat down there on the boundary, who, with a kind of lazy flick of his arm, just sent it straight back a good 40, 50 yards to the stumps. I mean, that's some good technique there. End of the over, 92 for 5, OAs now, with Ben Westhead on 14 and Jake Oliver on 10. So that's another 88 runs needed in 7 overs. So the run rate's pushing up to just over 12s now, so they're going to have to really go some here.
A couple of boundaries in that over certainly have helped, but they're still behind, aren't they?
They're going to need three boundaries and over pretty much, aren't they, from here on in. It looks like it's still Sack Lane bowling. I thought he was bowled out, but evidently not. Him I can recognise. And it's Westhead on strike. The white pads a bit clashing with the purple kit, but he gets a full toss, which he sort of spoons over the top of short cover. That's going out towards the boundary, but it won't have the legs to reach it. He's turned for three, and they've made it very comfortably. So that's a good bit of running. They're going to have to push all these ones, turn ones into twos and twos into threes, if they're going to meet this pretty stiff target. I think the loss early on of Johan de Jager and then Tim Davis didn't do the OA's cause a great deal of good, if I'm honest. But here comes Sack Lane, right arm over to Westhead, who waits for this one again and plays it off the back foot
into a similar sort of area, but he's hit it harder this time, and that will only be
going for two runs.
He's turned very quickly for two. Excuse me, that was Jake Oliver hitting that one, of course, because they took three before. So that's five off two. So that's pretty much up with the required run rate. So they're on Nelson now, 111. Now, those of you who know your cricket will know that Nelson's an unlucky number for English batsmen, and Murray and I, as the tradition goes, are lifting our feet off the floor. It's feet off the floor at Nelson. If you used to watch David Shepherd, the famous umpire, doing that.
Yes.
87 for Australia is a lucky number because it's 13 short of 100. Quite why 111 is England's, I don't really know. And I do know there's no statistical evidence that 111 is any unluckier than any other number. Jake Oliver's whipped that one down to square leg for a single. I'm just going to find out who the young bowler is from this end. Yes. I'm going to just talk to my colleague, Mr.
We're
Ben
finding
Scott
out the young
from
bowler,
OAS.
And in the meantime, I'm going to hand over to David Findlay.
I'm
just going to hand over to David Findlay now. So I better keep talking while you found that information. You found the information, good.
I found the information. It's a young man called Matthias Duplessis, who I can't believe I didn't recognise because I've played with him regularly this season. He's of the same ilk as Rowan Black earlier on, a young lad who's a bit younger, applying his trade. He's now made it into our first team. He doesn't play cricket for his school on Saturdays, unlike Rowan. So he's a regular performer for our ones and twos and another very promising and rapid bowler. And it's Oswell in, and it's a full toss on the leg stump, which Jake Oliver has absolutely smashed over backward square leg for six. Now, that's exactly what OA's needed. There's only four overs to go, and they need around about 60 runs. I think the scoreboard's a bit behind. I think it's now 120, or it says 114, 180 to win. So it really is about, if that is right, it's almost exactly 15 and over. A 1-2-1, the score says. So it's 15 and over near as Oswell is in. And that's another full toss. In a similar area, Jake has again gone hard and high, but that's not quite going to reach the boundary. Evan Love, our very own, is after it and has picked it up shy of the boundary. And they've come back for two. Tom Oliver, Jake's dad, was just handing me his blazer as if I'm his sort of valet or something. You can't deny a man whose son is currently taking a lashings world 11 to the cleaners. He's now rapidly moved on to 30 already as Oswell is in. And that's a shorter one again. And Jake's gone for the big heave. It perhaps kept a bit low and it's crashed into what here from here looks like leg stump or possibly middle. It lights up. The zinger bales are going as well. And Jake's entertaining innings ends for 30. David.
Well, I thought that was a good innings. And I've come back onto commentary hoping that OA's perhaps can pull something out of the hat. It's just four overs now, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be a remarkable turnaround from here.
And here comes the skipper. James Barwick is making his way in. Of course, we were chatting to him. He joined us on commentary not that long ago, and he's trotted out there with real zeal and enthusiasm to go and finish things off here for the match. And just taking his guard, having a little look around. As I say, the shadow's getting very long, just encompassing the square now. And he rakes his boots. He looks like he's taken a stance of middle, has a little look round. We've got children playing to our right-hand side at the school end, the marquee end. Here comes Arafat. Bowles drops this one down. Barwick turns, drops his onto his back foot and just cross bat up into the mid-on area where it's fielded at deep mid-on by Schofield, who throws it way back in. And
I think Schofield will have earned a glass of wine by the end of this game.
Well, he's having a good chat there because... So Kirtley and Courtney are actually sitting they're just behind where he is. Yes, Arafat. Bowles coming down the wicket now. And they're going to steal a two here as Kurt Edwards just trots round without a care in the world.
I think they've stolen a four.
They have stolen a four. And I think Kurt, he was quite happy just to let that skip over there and has a little bit of a laugh and a smirk with the supporters who are just behind him. As I say, that's 143 for eight. So nearly everyone's had a bat. There's just been one more batsman out to go out there, but nearly everyone has had a bat for the OAs.
Yeah, and don't you think it's just a great experience for them to be out there in this type of cricket match?
I mean, it's one of these things that you would never expect
I mean, I know, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, that they're past their prime, but, you know, you would never expect to be facing, you know, people like Sir Kirtley Ambrose, Courtney Walsh. You know, it's a real, real exciting prospect. And I'm just having a bit of a chuckle because James Barrick, he looks like he's setting him for a test match, really. There, he's taking his guard. He's having a look round. You know, he's thinking, there's 32 to win this game. I could do this. Here it comes. And he steps back and he's having a go at it. He's got right underneath that. It's gone over the head of the fielder. And it's just going to be picked up on the boundary. But they've run through. And I think they've run a pair there.
A two, yeah.
Yeah. As I say, if this had been, David, and I know I've commented on this, so apologies for being boring. But if this had been 3 weeks ago, that would have raced away for four. Raced away for four when it wasn't as lush as this. Ball comes in again. This time Barrett goes looking for it. Nearly a caught and bowled opportunity. And a little bit of field in there. And the fielders, nonchalant. I think, is that the word? Casual, nonchalant. No, the game is in the bag.
I think they might just feel, Lashings, now that it's probably their game.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned Schofield. I mean, he has been superb as Barwick just goes through, strides at this one, and this one is underneath it, and it's gone right over for a four. That's another four. So he's having a go here. I do wonder, by looking at it, I know the bowling attack has changed somewhat, if the OAs have actually got their batting lineup the wrong way around here, because there are players here just in the last over and a half that have come on and have all of a sudden attacking and are having a real go. And it's a full toss here, and this time Barrett waits for it and it just goes down, goes into cover point where it's fielded and just tossed back to the bowler, and the score moves on to 155 for 8.
Yes, you may be right, Johnny, about the batting order, but it was just the middle of the innings when Saklane Mushtaq was bowling that they came a bit unstuck.
And again, Barrick having a real good hit. And this is the one thing we're just commenting on. I mean, if you're lying in your length, you're putting the ball in a certain space, certain place, you can't beat that, can you? You just cannot beat that at all. Be consistent. Putting the ball in danger areas is going to get you wickets, no matter how fast or how slow you're bowling. And the change of... He just went left-handed there.
Yeah, he switched his hands on the bat.
Yeah, Brendan Warren being real cheeky and just switched his hands round, changed to the left side and just pushed the ball across. And they run the two. And there we go.
And that is it.
Done and dusted. And it's been a wonderful occasion here at the OAs. And thank you to everyone who has joined us this evening.